We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Ahu Gavro, the Shol Davlo Mechavre. We have a few more Gemaras about Mesa Machmas Valach. We learned in yesterday's blat that even though a Shol is Chayiv in everything, Ayin Sim included, but Mesa Machmas Valach is part of from. So Ahu Gavro, the Shol Davlo Mechavre. A certain person, he borrowed a pail from his friend, Itvar, and it broke while he was using it. Also, Kamidar Papa, Omalei, he told him, I see Sadi, the Loshanus, babe, Iftar. Bring Edim that you were not Mashana, you didn't do a Shinui, and you'll be Potter because it's Mesa Machmas Velocha, and therefore you'll be Potter. Just bring Edim that you didn't do a Shinui. Another Gemara, Hu Gavra. The Shaul Shumra Mechavre, he borrowed a cat from his friend, and he borrowed this cat in order to get rid of the mice. It's good to have a cat around to get rid of the mice. And what happened was, there were a lot of mice, too many mice that he couldn't handle so many mice, and the mice killed the cat. So the Shaila was, Yosef Ashi, what's the locha? Is it meis machmas locha or not? And the question really is, why not? Why is it Mesa Machmas Halacha? This is a classic Mesa Machmas Halacha. The person borrowed the cat in order to kill the mice, and the mice proved too much for it. So what's the Shaila? So look at Taisus Dibur Maschal Kehaigav Namai, and Taisus asks this question, and he says, Tema, Maika Mabayle, Haloi Mesa Mamish Machmas Halacha. This is a classic Mesa Machmas Halacha. V'yashloimar, so he answers, V'yashloimar, it says the shaila is, I might say borrowed to a place with a lot of mice. So maybe is that called shinui? Or on the other hand, maybe a cat's a cat. I don't have to worry about it. That's the shaila. That was the Gemara shaila. Is it called meisamach lachah because I borrowed to a place with a lot of cats? You borrowed it to get rid of mice, but he brought it to a place where there was 100 mice, and maybe a cat could kill, a few mice here and there, but you bring him to a place where it's infested with mice, that's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara's going to answer like you. Amalei Ramarcha Rashi, Hochi Oma Avima Maragrun Yom Shmei Rava, Gavra Denoshi Katlua Leidin of Leidainam. If you have a case where a bunch of ladies could gang up on a man and kill him, there's nothing to talk about. That's not a thing you should expect. And therefore, it's still called Meis Machlach. It's not called a Shinui. Because you always expect the cat to win, just like you always expect the man to overpower the women. The same thing, you always expect the cat to overpower the mice. That's not considered a Shinui for bringing it together with a bunch of mice. And therefore, it's called Meis Machlach. Ikadamri, there's a different version of the story, but a very similar Shaila. Ochel Achbar Etuva. What happened was that this Achbar, This cat ate a bunch of mice, ate too many mice. Taka overpowered the mice, but he ate too many of them. V'chavol umis, and it got hurt, got sick, and it died. It died from eating too many mice. Is that called meis machmas halacha? Or maybe it's a shinoi, because why are you letting eat so much mice? Yosef Rav Ashi, v'kama ayim, but v'chai gav namai, what's the halacha? Amalei, Rav Marcha, Rav Ashi, yochem avim magrunyo, gavra, denoshi katlua, leidin v'leidainan. Here Rashi types a little different. Look at Rashi, denoshi katlua, which means Baal Bilas Harbe Umeis. If you have a man who had bio with too many women and he died from that, it's not something that's a normal thing. It's not something that's called a shinui, and therefore because he shouldn't die from it, so it's not called a shinui, and therefore here that he died, it's a meis tamach mashulacha. Again, both cases are considered meis tamach mashulacha. It's not considered a shinui because it's not considered, it's something that the cat should overpower the mice, and the cat should not get sick from eating too many mice. So, we're going to go back to the sugya of Ba'al Avima. Omar Rava, Hayman de Boyle Mishal Midi Mechabre, Veliftar, if a person wants to borrow something from his friend, but he doesn't want to be chayiv. So, a very simple idea. Namely, he should tell the guy, Ashkimaya. He used to say, when he's borrowing the thing from him, he says, give me a drink of water. Please give me a drink of water. They have a shilu b'bailam. It's a shilu b'bailam. Now, what's the big chiddush of Rava? Like, obviously, the guy's working for you at that time. What's the big chiddush? The chiddush is, he's saying that even if it's a simple thing like giving you a drink of water, it will patter you from einsim, which is, even though it's pasha, but to bring it out. Even just something as simple as giving you a drink, I hand you a glass of water, that already is enough to be called Baal Avimai. V'pikeachu, if the mashal is the pekeach. I said, yeah, sure, I'm going to get you a drink. Here, first take the she'ilah, and then I'll bring you a drink. Namely, shal bereishiv hadashkayach. I learned in the Mishnah that if the baal of imai, if the baal is working for the she'il, after the she'ilah, it doesn't work anymore. So if he's smart, he says, yeah, sure, I know you're thirsty, I'll get you a drink. Well, just first, make the mashicha here, and be she'il the behema, and then I'm going to give you a drink. Amar Rava, Mikri Dardiki, Rava says, Mikri Dardiki, which is a Rebbe who teaches children Torah, Shasla, a gardener, these are all people who were worked for the whole city. And when someone in the city needed something, they hired this guy. This guy was appointed by the city to do this, and then when you needed his work, you called him over. Mikri Dardiki, Shasla, Tafcha, is a butcher, Va'umna, and some, a doctor who's make his dam, who did bloodletting, some say it's a mile, Vesapa Masa, and the barber of the town, kulam beiden of detayu kashila bayam dami. All them shas when they're working, they consider shila bayam. And Rashi says, im mishahoya zeb malachtoy. If he was working for you, shal emetu behema waisa shah umesa pata. So Rashi's mashma, they have to be working for you at that time. Other rishonim say that alone, that they are meshubed to the city, they are always considered shila bayam, even though they're not actually working for you. We had a similar idea yesterday with the isha. That the isha who's meshubah to the husband, even though she's not actually working, but she's always on call, that alone makes it she'ilah v'bailam. But here, that's a machlokes rishonim over here. If that's called she'ilah v'bailam, Rashi's mashma only b'shas when they're actually working for you is it called she'ilah v'bailam.
These are town employees.
Yeah, and town employees. Yeah, but the town pays for it. No, of course, pay them also called shilvam. Schir is also called shilvam. Even if you pay them for service, that's called shilvam.
No, but you have to pay them.
Feed those other rishonim. The other rishonim saying that you mishubah to the town. They are paying for it. They're paying taxes for the town. Whatever, they're paying for it. They're paying for it. It makes a difference. It doesn't really make much of a difference if they have to pay for it. Even if they pay for it, if they work, if you rash, you want to know, when they're working for you, no matter what, you pay for it, not pay for it, they're working for you, it's shilvam. Don't rishonim hold that obviously not paying for it, we're not working for you. But you do pay for it. You pay taxes, so they're not working. We're not paying them extra now. But still, they say because since they're on call, they're on my payroll, so to speak, because I pay taxes. Therefore, they're considered shi'ila b'ayim. Omer Rabban l'Rava. The Rabbanon, the Talmidim, told Rava the Rebbe. By the way, Rebbe, Sha'olamar, you are working for us because you have to give us shir. So you're working for us, and therefore, if we ever borrow something from you, we're potter. Ikpid, so Rava got upset. You want to take money from me and claim you always part of Rava? Atun shitoli, if I care, you are mashubah to me. You have to listen to me. If I want to change mesechtas, it's up to me. You guys can't change the mesechta. So actually, you're working for me. I need an audience, and you're coming to work for me. So therefore, Rava Tani, you're working for me. And the Ma'aseh Gemara says, v'lohi, in between. V'lohi, not like Rav, not like Tamidim. Depends. Lohi, ihu sha'olah v'yemid kala. When it comes to yemid kala, which means before Yom Tov, so then Rav is working for his Tamidim. Why? Because he can't change Masechtas then, because you have to talk about Yom Tov. But inhu, the Tamidim, shi'olah v'shar yemid. Other days, taka, the Tamidim, are meshubah to Rav. They have to learn his Masechta. Zotik Gemara v'ayta. Mareima bar chanina, oiger kudanais alabei chazoi. Mrei Bachanina rented mules to Bechazoy. Nofik Ledluye to Unabahadayu. After and Bishas, when he rented it to them, he went out and he helped them load up the Chamar. Lamaisa, what happened was, Pashabas, basically it looked like it was a Sheil of Abailam. Because he rented the Kadanisa. When they were taking the Kadanisa out, he helped them load it up. And Maisa, they were Pesheya, Umis, and it died. So Shaila is a Pshia Babailam. Is it a tour of Balavima? Also come the Rava of Chayivinu. Rava said, no, you're Chayiv. Only Bala Rava, Pshia Babailam. It's Pshia Babailam. And I guess they knew that Rava held that Pshia Babailam, right now the Mara thinks, Mara's Asakash, right now the Mara thought that Rava held that Pshia Babailam is Taka Ptur. We had a Machlekas before, if the Ptur Balavima is in by Pshia, but he asked him, I Pshia Babailam, Ichsef. So he was embarrassed. Oh, I didn't realize that. I should have asked. That they weren't helping anything out. They were just making sure you're not overloading the behemoth. They weren't helping anything out. They didn't want to ruin their chamarim, so they were just checking to make sure you didn't overload it. So it was takana bala v'imai. So afraid to Gemara Kasha, what was the problem? So that's only if you hold Pshiva Bayam as Potter, therefore got embarrassed because they held the Ptur Pshiva Bayam. Elamad Yom Achayim, one of them says that by Pshiva Bayam is no Ptur, Balavimai by Pshiva. So why was he embarrassed? Why was he embarrassed? Loy Mishu, so yeah, that was the guy, why is he embarrassed? And for the Gemara, Loy Mishu Pashabah. The story was not a Pshiva. The story was that like Nuve Ignev, someone stole the mules, Umesa Kedarkan, and they got him, and died by the Ganim. So Allah is, in such a case, the shoyl is chayiv. The seicher is chayiv, rather. The seicher is chayiv. Why? Because he's chayiving the Rebbe. The Gon Kuant Vandimah holds it as Shem Esacha. And even though Punk died over there, and there was Oinus, but the Maya said, you're chayiv as the Gneva. And in such a case, you're chayiv. So that was the story. It was a seicher who had it stolen from him. And therefore, he's chayiv. And they asked him, it was Bebailim, Vasukha made the Rava, Vechayiv, and the Mechayiv. Rava was Mechayiv. Omele Arbon la Rava, Gneva, Bebailim, it's Gneva, Bebailim. Ichsef. He got, so he's embarrassed. So if you go in Muslim, I still know that it was not a Gneva Bailam, because Rab Maremaba was not helping load it up. He was making sure you weren't overloading the animal. And therefore it was not Bailam, and therefore Maremar. Maremar was the Bailam. Remember, same story. Maremar rented mules to Bechazoi. On the way out, it looked like Maremar was loading up the animals. And then it was stolen from Bechazai. So Rava says, Yechayev, you're a Seicher, Yechayev, and Gneva Veda. And the Moran Akash, I Gneva Veda Bebailim, comes out, Gneva Veda Bebailim. So he was embarrassed. The Maisa, at the end of the day, Rava was right, because the Maisa, they really were working, they were not working for the mule, for the Lord of the mule, they were just checking out that it wasn't too overloaded. Ad Khan, this Gemara, that we're handling the dinim of Ba'olav Imai.